Mark, how are you?
Good. It's nice to talk to you again.
Thank you. You too.
You know, we have a bunch of questions for you here. I know we're going to talk a little bit about Coast Guard Florida, which follows the great success of Coast Guard Alaska. But I do have some questions that were called in by listeners. I'd love to have you answer a couple of them first.
Well, we'll give it a best.
Okay. Bob Betts asked when you knew when you wanted to be an author. When did you realize that?
I didn't really know that I wanted to be an author. I think I just kind of fell into it. I mean, when I meant my first book was Don't Make Me Stop This Car, about fatherhood. I had been just writing, keeping a journal, and had no intentions of writing a book. And a buddy of mine, read the journals, and he said, this could be a book. And I thought, nah, not really. And he said, can I show it to somebody? And he did. And next thing I know, I got a publisher, and boom, I'm an author. Who knew?
That's pretty interesting. Someone else wanted to know if, because they're considering bypass surgery. Two people asked about it, and they wanted to know if you recommend it, if you would do it again. And
well, here's the deal. I would never, I'll never recommend it, per se, but what I will say, because, it's still a dangerous operation, probably in a sense more so now than when I had it, going on 11 years ago, in that so many people are doing it. It's such a, pardon the pun, a growth industry that, you've got to make sure, but if you are going to do it, you have to make sure, whoever your surgeon is, that they've done a ton of these, no pun intended, and that not only do they have follow-up, but even before that they have psychological screening, because there are a lot of issues, both psychological and physiological, that that have led to your weight gain and an inability to lose it. So I just, I understand where people are, and I know, what worked for me, but I can't publicly say, hey, go ahead and do this.
I got it. Okay. Someone named Dave Stagman wants to know if you're supporting anybody in the presidential election.
No, not, I am not. I am a registered independent, and I feel that's probably the best.
Okay. Mark Kuczynski wants to know your views on affirmative action.
I think, look, people need to, I think there are things have been, and to this day, there are still inequalities and injustices. I think, though, that whoever you are and whatever job you get, you still need to be able to do the job. Nobody should just get a job and not be able to do it.
Now, it's interesting. Your background is obviously as a meteorologist and a weather forecaster, but you have branched out, and Al Roker Entertainment has branched out all over the place. I remember talking to you last time about another show that you were doing on another channel. But the Weather Channel did a show called Coast Guard Alaska, and that was that premiered last year, and
yes.
It was a big hit.
It was almost 3 years ago. We produced that show, and it's been so successful that the Coast Guard, that the Weather Channel said, where else can you go? What else can you do with the Coast Guard? And so our friends at the Coast Guard said, you might want to check out our Florida operation. And we did. And we're just amazed at the breadth and scope of the mission there.
Yeah, that was my mistake, actually. Last year, the premiere of Coast Guard Florida. This is the second season coming up.
Yes. In fact, right now we are shooting the third season of Coast Guard Alaska. And then Coast Guard Florida, it really is amazing to see what goes on. There are 11 distinct missions that the Coast Guard is tasked with. Coast Guard Florida, it's the only Coast Guard station that does 10 out of the 11. The only one they don't do is ice breaking. And if they're doing ice breaking in Florida, we have big problems.
Global freezing, I guess, would be the problem.
Yeah.
Talk about global warming and seasonal changes and things like that. A bunch of people did write and wanted to know how strongly you believed in the science of global warming.
Well, I believe the science. Let's use a different phrase. Let's use climate change, because our climate is changing. Now, the question is, why is it changing? And is it a cycle? Because there have been cycles before, and yes, there have, but never to these extremes. And what's causing it? Is it a man-induced or human-induced? Is it a natural cycle? I believe that, yes, we have, if not caused it, certainly enhanced it. And I don't understand anybody who doesn't believe that we have not had some impact on what's happened with our environment. Now, you can't put up these kind of numbers with pollutants and carbon gases and not have some effect. You just can't do it.
Well, we've noticed a huge change in what we call really dangerous storms. All of a sudden now, the 100-year storms seem to be coming every 10 years. Is this because of this?
Well, the jury's still out on that. I think the science leans toward that, that yes, we are going to see more swings, more violent extremes. And no, you can't just point to 1 or 2 years of data and say, oh, this is it conclusively. But I do think you can look at it and say, we got to really watch this because, we're coming out of a period, we were the year before a period of extremely wet weather. Now, this year, an unbelievably dry weather, a good portion, a record-setting amount of the country experiencing extreme drought. That's not good.
Mm. Well, I find it interesting, and it was noted today by Dick Albert, who was a meteorologist here in Boston for a number of years, and he's retired and doing some other things now. But he had mentioned that years ago, it was rare to have the newscast lead off with the weather. Nowadays, it seems like it happens a lot.
It does. It is. It's one of those things where the weather has become a story, a major story, and. I think it's unfortunately just going to continue. Now, look, we've been very fortunate. This year was a we've had a large number of hurricanes. We're up there. But we've been fortunate in that, only one tropical storm really has made landfall. But, the law of averages tells you that that's not going to last.
Mm. Now, someone named Joe wrote and asked about the way people get together on the Today Show. Are you guys all friends on and off the air? And do you miss the people who've left?
Sure, absolutely. How could you not? I mean, unless they were just total jerks, and Ann certainly was not and is not. The good news is she's back doing the stories that she knows how to do best. It's been a difficult transition. There's no question about that. But I do believe that as time wears on, people will give us a chance, and they'll realize that we're the same great show we've always been.
Now, I know that your company first started with the Weather Channel because I remember promoting a show called Wake Up with Al, I think it was called.
We do this show to live broadcast every morning, almost like a weather version of the Today Show. It's fast-moving. It gives you everything you need weather-wise, plus news and information. And we have a great time with it. I first started doing shows back in 1994 for the Food Network. I did a few specials for the Food Network, and that led to a series called Roker on the Road, and we've done some other stuff. I never planned to be on TV. I was going to be a writer or a producer. And the end of my sophomore year of college, a teacher of mine put me up for a weekend weather job in Syracuse, New York, and that kind of got me on this path.
That's interesting, because on your careers only lasts a certain amount of time anyway, no matter how good you are. So
sure.
It's nice to have something to fall back on in case things change.
I learned from the best. I learned from Willard Scott. Said you can do all of the, but never give up your day job. And look, Willard had a terrific run on the Today Show, and still does the Smucker's 100-year-old birthdays, and is still a cherished member of this family.
Yeah. Now, what else are you working on? I assume that Al Roker Entertainment has other things up its sleeve.
Yeah, we've got some other shows we are working on. I can't really divulge them because they haven't. Gotten ready for air yet, but we've got some pilots and some shows in development, and I'm working on another book, actually, ironically, on my weight loss, that'll come out around the first of the year. So, got the full plate, but having a great time.
Do you have a regular workout routine?
Yeah, I work out with a trainer 3 days a week. I bike to and from work, and then I've got meetings during the day. I bike, to those meetings. Back today, after I finish doing all this, I've got a meeting downtown, and then I got to bike back uptown for my son's swimming lesson.
It's a full schedule.
you know what? Everybody's got a full schedule.
Yeah, that's true. Coast Guard Florida follows the men and women of the 7th Coast Guard District who are charged with keeping America's ports secure and waterways safe, stemming the flow of illegal narcotics, securing the southeast border, protecting the environment, and enforcing maritime laws and treaties, and saving those in peril on the sea. You can watch it live, well, at least on a show. It's not really live, but it's live to you on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock on the Weather Channel. So we want to thank you for coming on, and we wish you a lot of luck with this show. And hope to talk to you again
Thanks,
soon.
Sir. You bet. We look forward to it.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.